Oh, Brock, hi, I'm Glenda. I'm ringing for a deaf lady. She's in your system, Jean Garrett. I talked to Emily recently, 2 weeks ago, and then Kiri, is that her name? She's a vet nurse. Kiri, yeah. I'm going down the Redcliffe tomorrow to see Jean. Kiri was kind enough to offer to come down to transfer a bird from one cage to another. And she said to check in on what surgery she has tomorrow. Well, I just sort of want. I come from Brisbane, so if I had an idea of the surgery times, I'll try to work with that and ring again in the morning. Yes, so there's two surgeries between those times, is it? Just, yeah. No, Kiri offered to come down. Oh, well, we're trying to get onto a client of yours from the Parrot Society, but that didn't happen. Yeah. It's at 34 Marigold Street at Margate. Because I've got a bad shoulder, and well, I've had the other cage close by to the bird. It's sort of blackish, and it's not real sure. But not long ago, you had to put that down its partner at your surgery there, so it's a bird on its own. And it's a cockatiel, yeah. I just thought if anyone needed a bird who lost one. Or, I think she's very fond of it. But, oh, actually, the reason really, Jean covers the bird cage over, which is really big, and she nearly fell over. She lives alone. So that's why I bought the smaller cage. And she might find a home for it with the cage. I can put it in the car. Well, I won't get there. I'll probably go down by 10:30, 11, but so it might be best after 2, and I can stay longer, of course. And if it suits Kiri, I only come down every 2 weeks. Yeah. But what should I ring in the morning or during surgery to check? Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're offering too, Brock, are you? Yeah. I don't want to go through the trauma, and especially with my bad arm. It's quite a big cage. I can get my body halfway into it, and then we've got to find a home for that other big cage if someone, it might be a giveaway, you might know of someone. Anyway, okay, so I'm saying 3 o'clock. And I'll be ringing anyway, sort of maybe just at 2, yeah, to just check in on everything. Yeah. I mean, Kiri, I'm Glenda, yeah. And Kiri said it. She doesn't matter. Just slip down and do it and go. So no charge, I believe. Yeah, for Jean. Is that all right, Brock? Yeah. Just and she's 93 and deaf. Yeah. So. Yeah. 0438 634 002. And. Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you, Brock. I don't know. There was a male vet. Are you a vet or a nurse? Sorry. Yeah, I don't know if it was you who saw when you put the other bird down. Not sure. Yeah. Jean was deaf. Yeah, well, Jean was elderly and deaf. Thank you so much, Brock. Okay. Good on you. Yeah, maybe you're kind of concerned of the remaining bird, you know. Yeah, well, she's got a mirror and everything, but it's, yeah, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.